Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Today is Monday, September 3rd, 2007, and you're listening to episode number 48 of the Taylor Merrick Podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy. Today you'll learn about sales tax on vacation, confessions of a serial entrepreneur, and iPhone unlocked.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Special welcome if you are a new listener, and of course, a welcome to longtime listeners. Now, if you need to contact us at any time, you can call toll-free 1-866-TMP-2860, and I would encourage you to use the options available to you found on the TaylorMerrick.com website, one being the forums, another one being a store, and another one being reading the blog posts that are posted there. Yes, I do blog on the days that I'm not podcasting, so if you don't already, I would encourage you to hop on over to the TaylorMerrick.com website and read the blog post there, or subscribe in a feed reader so you can read the blog post without really having to go far. And that's about it for some of the things I wanted to talk about today, and we'll get right into the show content for today. This is episode 48 of the Taylor Merrick Podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy. For finances today, you'll learn about sales tax on vacation. For business, you'll learn about confessions of a serial entrepreneur. And for technology, you will learn about iPhone Unlocked. Are you looking for a place to get a domain name or web hosting? Well, then look no further. GoDaddy is the answer to all your questions. They have 24/7 technical support, reachable on a phone. They have best domain name pricing you can find anywhere. They have everything and anything that you need to make and get and keep your piece of the internet and make your piece of the internet successful. And when you go out to GoDaddy.com to purchase your domain names, why don't you use these two codes to help you save next time you purchase? And when you're in a checkout line, you have your web hosting order ready for when you're getting web hosting through GoDaddy. Use the code POD11, P-O-D-11, to save 10% on that. Or just in general, buying a domain name or anything else, use the code BLUE11, B-L-U-1-1. Try GoDaddy today, own your piece of the internet, and save. Okay, now for finances today, I ran across a very interesting article. And I didn't even know about it. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But sales tax takes a back-to-school holiday. Yes, you heard me correctly. 14 states will waive their sales taxes for a limited time this year during the back-to-school season. And that's for the U.S. Now, there are 14 states and districts of Columbia will waive sales tax for a limited time. And they said that those are periods they will let consumers save on a wide range of items from pencils, paper, electronic, and computers. Now, tax holidays are popular with retail merchants, and needless to say, families with back-to-school expenses, said CCH state tax analyst Dan Shibley in a statement. Now, shoppers may have to deal with local sales taxes, however. Now, there are a few things that change this year from state to state. Maryland is not offering a tax holiday, which it did last year, because its state government did not reauthorize it, and Louisiana and Oklahoma are offering holidays for the first time this year. Also, Florida shifted its holiday from July to August. Now, states that are offering them are Alabama, and unfortunately, this is passed, but it's from August 3 to 5th. And another one is Connecticut, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Now, unfortunately, all these dates have passed, but I will have a link to this article in the show notes so you can go back and read it at any time. And if you're in those states, you can prepare for it. That's about it in way of finances. Now, if you have a question regarding this article or any article, you can call our toll-free number or you can email us or you can leave a blog post on the TaylorMerrick.com website. That is it for finances. We'll be right back with business.
This show is a proud member of the Financial Podcast Directory. You can find this and other financial-related podcasts dealing with your personal finance at financialpodcastdirectory.com.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other fine podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's.
Now, as for business today, it is Confessions of a Serial Entrepreneur. And this is very interesting. It's this article is a semi-interview, semi-book promotion. Now, this is about a book and real-time life person. This is Stuart Scorman. He is a former 1960s hippie turned .com mogul. He launched an online video store, Reel.com, 97, and sold it for 3 years later for $100 million. Since then, he's created several other companies, earning and losing millions in the process. For example, Scorman was one of the founders of the organic supermarket Bread and Circuses, which was later purchased by Whole Foods. He also launched HungryMinds.com, that went belly up only after 1 year, losing $20 million, half of which came straight from Scorman's own wallet. In his memoir, Come How To, Confessions of a Serial Entrepreneur, Why I Can't Stop Starting Over, he shares the lessons he learned along the way from his spectacular wins and equally disappointing losses. And he had an interview. And this is very interesting. If you're in business, I recommend you listen to this. And you can still apply it even if you're not in business. The first question that was asked is, what would you say are the biggest lessons you've learned from starting up that you have carried with you? And he replies, first, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Second, focus on learning from the mistakes I maybe have made more than most. I'm attracted to leading edge new paradigms. I was good at thinking out of the box, but not being in the box. I learned when I was younger, I was more of a pioneer than a manager. Third, don't tie your ego to one decision. Do what's right for the business. Question, you say you must harness the terror, joy, and greed involved in a startup in your favor. How? He answers, entrepreneurs are idealists. A mathematician wants to get results. He makes logical decisions and mistakes and corrects them, but emotions like greed, fear, etc. are part of the math if you want to succeed. I like to help people. I want to feel that I'm doing something good for the world. HungryMinds.com was a big failure because it was a bad business model. It was too early. It came from the emotion of wanting to help people, but it didn't help people. I spent a lot of money and did not help anyone. It's important that you get beyond the emotion and make logical decisions. Next question is, what was the biggest mistake that you made? He said, in my own life, it's continuing on with Elephant Pharmacy, a huge project. And it was a pharmacy with classrooms, organic cosmetics, bookstore, free clinic with free classes. It was wonderful, and I was going to help people. But I had to learn the lesson that I am no Superman, and that I could start something too big. Lesson was that we bit off more than we could chew, and this is a true part of passion and honesty. I learned to transition to helping other people start businesses rather than starting my own. Lots of entrepreneurs have hard heads, and they have to learn lessons the hard way. Next question is, why do most startups fail? He answers, because they don't get launched with the right oomph to break into a busy world. There are more competition. For example, you hear about YouTube, but you don't hear about all of the other YouTube-like businesses. But few succeed and most fail. Bigger the idea, more people all over the world who are trying to do it too. Sometimes it takes luck, especially in really big projects. Question in your book. You say that most people start in the wrong business. Why? He answers, it's hard to distinguish the difference between being arrogant and naive. Most entrepreneurs would not start if they knew how hard it was. That's why there are so many young CEO superstars. The young don't understand the risk, or if they do, they don't care, because they're young enough that it's not a problem. Question. You say mentors are important. How so, and what did you get from your mentors along the way? He answers, everything started with my father, who was a successful entrepreneur. He was a great role model. He enjoyed his career. That is a big reason I am a success. That was luck. Very interesting interview. There was also my psychotherapist, who is now 80 and was unbelievably helpful with all of my relationships, including business. She was crucial in getting out of the small town world into big business. I had a tough time the first part of life. I had a lot to learn, and I sought out people. A big part of my success was learning from people who knew more than me. There are so many, and I'm here because of my mentors. Oh, words of wisdom from Stuart Scorman. Now, I don't entirely agree with the second to last question that young don't understand the risk. Yeah, I guess somewhat they do, because if they fail, they're not kicked out on the street. But you know what? It's better to be young and fail and have something to go back to, or have still be able to support yourself, rather than start out old, make a mistake, and then you're basically down and out, and you're a homeless person. It could go either way, but I don't entirely agree with how he's saying that young CEO superstars. Maybe I have a bias because I own three companies, I don't know. I forget. I keep starting them up. And, I understand the risk of doing business. But, well, and that risk is it'll fail, and, whatever you had invested in it will wipe out. Now, if that was your sole thing and you're self-employed in life, and it fails, you have nowhere to turn. When you're young, you're lucky. Make mistakes when you're young, because at least you still have room and board paid for, you still have a house to live in, clothes to wear, food to eat, and all the stuff that usually having a business goes towards for your general well-being. So, I guess maybe some young have young CEO superstars don't understand the risk. Some do. I guess I'm part of the part that do understand the risk, and I'm thankful I'm taking all the risks now and making mistakes now rather than being it made later and knowing that I just wasted a whole bunch of time doing something that I shouldn't have done in the first place, because it would have been a mistake in the first place. So yeah, that's about it, my answer in a nutshell. Hope you understand it. I know I do. Well, partially because it's in my own head and I can understand, but conveying it to you, the audience, is... It'll take a little while, and if you don't entirely understand it, just email me, taylor@taylormerrick.com, or call me 1-866-TMP-2860 if you don't understand it, my answer that I gave. But otherwise, in general, mentors are important. In a nutshell from this interview, mentors are important. See, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Focus on learning from mistakes. And don't tie your ego to one decision. So, if you're young, make mistakes now. But do understand the risk. Don't be a naive young CEO business person. Understand full risks. Understand... Basically, be a multi-millionaire. Think of yourself in the mindset of being a multi-millionaire CEO in, like, their 40s or 50s or 60s. Just think of yourself like that in your mind while you're young now, so you can make more educated guesses. I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can apply this to see it. How it would help, but be prepared to make mistakes, and make mistakes while you're young, and in general for everybody, don't be afraid to make mistakes, and focus on learning from the mistakes. And I will leave you with this: how did you learn to walk? Did you start, just popped up on two legs and started walking, or how did you fall down? How many times did you fall down? You fell down a lot of times learning how to walk. Same thing with riding a bike. You learn to ride a bike by falling over on a bike, tripping on a bike, and making plenty of mistakes along the way. So don't think mistakes are bad. Mistakes are the best thing that can ever happen to you. So... with that, that comes to the end of business. We'll be right back with technology.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, a proud member of PodcasterWhosWho.com, the who's who of podcasting.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com.
Now, as for technology today, it is iPhone unlocked. This article is from Wired.com, and it's about the iPhone unlocking software due tomorrow. Now, before you rush out to get the software to unlock iPhone or switch the SIM card, just wait. This unlock will only be available to resellers. You will not be able to download and use the patch yourself. This is for wholesale orders. A minimum order if you want iPhone unlocked is 50 licenses. And the reason iPhone SIM Free, the company that is doing this, the reason they're doing this is to avoid the wrath of AT&T and maybe their lawyers. Now, here's where it falls into a gray line. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA amendment, means that although it's legal to unlock your phone to use with another carrier, there's still a dark gray area for people selling the means to do so. We don't see how the wholesale model will circumvent this, but it should cloud the waters enough to buy iPhone SIM-free sometime. Now, here's the Engadget. Got an email from iPhone SIM-free. Says that the reseller will install an application on your phone, then log into the iPhone SIM-free back office to register that license, and then the application needs to be run on the iPhone, and it'll talk to the server and unlock the handset. Now, is it just us, or does the idea of installing an unknown application on your phone and then letting some equally unknown website monkey around as your operating system sound scary? Isn't this how spyware works? Just saying is all. Now, for the prices for this, if you are looking at bulk ordering the licenses for iPhone SIM-free, prices start at $50 each for 50 licenses and run up to $25 each for orders of 5,000. Now, then, here's a caveat. We cannot guarantee that this software will work after any future updates for the iPhone. Now, that long wait for the official Euro version is starting to look a little shorter. And, in a nutshell, this iPhone SIM-free will be dealing with bulk orders. They apparently will not unlock end users' phones. They will not deal individually. It'll be in one big 50 phones or bigger bulk order group for wholesalers. And I'm sure you could find a way around this. Get other up like 50 of your friends who have the iPhone and get this unlocked. But then just a caution from Engadget or Wired. They just said this is an unknown application. Are you sure you wanted to go through with this? And then the other caveat is this software might not work after any future updates for the iPhone. So we'll see how this goes. Otherwise, without dealing with the software, what you can do is just dig into the hardware itself, but that runs into a gray area too, and you could break your iPhone. So tell me what you think. Call it in toll free 1-866-TMP-2860, good, bad, or otherwise. This is a gray time we're in right now. It's this iPhone wanting it to be able to use on other networks, and I'll actually be glad if we can find something that actually work, so then I can take my iPhone and use it on Verizon. Yes, I'm using Verizon because I think they're the best deal. Why? Well, because Sprint says don't call us anymore if you have problems. Sprint or another company. One of the companies. I know, I'm sure you know who it is. It says, don't call us anymore if you have, you need help with your phone or service. We're not going to take your calls anymore. And then you have AT&T spying on you, logging everything you do, just about everything. But mainly to protect, you know, the illegal music world. So that's why I go with Verizon. Well, that and AT&T also has a bad network. They need to upgrade it. And a quality bad also. But, you know, depending on the area you're in. But the reason AT&T has the network with the fewest truck calls is because you can't make the majority of them. Little joke there. But that's some of the reasons why I'm going... with Verizon, because they're up to date, they have great service, great customer service, and such. So that's just my personal bias, and if it's your bias too, yeah, that's good, and if it's not, well, that's good. But I would recommend Verizon. No, I'm just kidding, but if you're happy with your phone provider, stay with your phone provider. That's what I'll say. If you're having problems, look for a new one. So, if you have questions, send them in. This is a listener-oriented show, and I would love to hear your questions, comments, ideas at any time of any kind, financial, business, or technology in nature. So that will wrap it up for technology.
Thanks for listening to this episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Show notes for this episode and past episodes can be found by going to taylormerrick.com. If you have any questions, comments, ideas at any time, please call 1-866-TMP-2860. Don't forget to join in the conversation at the Taylor Merrick Podcast forums. I'm Taylor Merrick, and I will see you next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.